Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
And me, Dale Lefebvre, for the Max Chance Show. Uh-oh. My level is quite down, so let's turn it up a bit. Yeah, I think that works okay. So the Max Chance Show is now on, and I'm Dale Lefebvre, your host. I don't know if you heard it earlier, because the volume was quite low. Anyway, I'm just going to jump into the music, and we're going to have three tracks to begin with. Inca Yuyo by Perota Chingo. Okay. And then Interesting People by Monty Python, and Somber from the TV series Killing Eve. The artist is Unloved. Oh boy. So that's our beginning tracks. I'm not going to start those now.
Es que hay que estar atento, requiere de toda tu energía. Si es que quieres salir de ese hambre mental que te atrapa, no te deja ver la luz. Es que hay que estar atento, requiere de toda tu energía. Si es que quieres salir de ese hambre mental que te atrapa, no te deja ver.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
What a lovely day, isn't it?
Tis that.
Are you here on holiday?
No, I live here.
Oh, good for you. Those are sheep, aren't they? Yes, I thought they were. Only, why are they up in the trees?
A fair question, and one that in recent weeks has been much on my mind. It's my considered opinion that they're nesting.
Nesting?
Ah.
Like birds?
Exactly. It's my belief that these sheep are labouring under the misapprehension that they're birds. Observe their behaviour. Take for a start the sheep's tendency to hop about the field on their back legs. Now witness their attempts to fly from tree to tree. Notice they do not so much fly as plummet.
Yes, but why do they think they're birds?
Another fair question. One thing is for sure. A sheep is not a creature of the air. It has enormous difficulty in the comparatively simple act of perching. Trouble is, sheep are very dim. Once they get an idea in their heads, there's no shifting it.
But where did they get the idea?
From Harold. He's that most dangerous of creatures, a clever sheep. He's realised that a sheep's life consists of standing around for a few months and then being eaten. And that's a depressing prospect for an ambitious sheep. He's patently hit on the idea of escape.
Well, why don't you just remove Harold?
Because of the enormous commercial possibilities if he succeeds.
And what exactly are the commercial possibilities of Irvine Aviation?
Mesdames et messieurs, voici le mouton anglo-français. La version l'a dit. Et maintenant, nous appellerons comme ça. Maintenant, je vous présente le pauvre célèbre Jean-Brian Jatapatik.
Merci, mon petit chouchou. Zizelrein, l'astrepeur extraordinaire. Maintenant, le grand mouton anglo-français avec le propeller dans le nez et la paix comme ça. Et d'habitude, le naughty Brian Trumpshaw comme ça, le test pilote.
And how do you get on with French people?
Very well, so do I.
And me, yes.
So does Mrs. A.
I mean, be fair, Pascal.
Blaise Pascal.
Jean-Paul Sartre.
Voltaire. Really, Descartes.
Well, what do you think of the Germans?
Rubbish, rubbish. Immanuel Kant.
What? The ego posits itself, my foot.
Nietzsche.
Would you swap René Descartes for, say, Hegel and Martin Heidegger?
No. I'll keep Descartes.
Definitely.
And now for something completely different. A man with three buttocks.
I have with me Mr. Arthur Frampton, who... Mr. Frampton, I understand that you, as it were... Well, let me put it another way. I believe that whereas most people have... Two.
Oh, sorry.
Ah, well, Mr. Frampton, is that chair comfortable?
Fine, yeah, fine.
Mr. Frampton, vis-a-vis your rump.
I beg your pardon?
Your rump.
What?
Your derriere. Posterior. Sit upon.
What's that?
Your buttocks.
Oh, my bum!
Well, now, I understand that you... Mr. Frampton, have a 50% bonus in the region of what you sell.
Oh, I got free cheap.
Yes, excellent, excellent. Well, we were wondering, Mr. Frampton, if you could see your way clear to giving us a quick visual. Mr. Frampton, would you take your trousers down?
What? Get that away. I'm not taking my trousers down on television. What do you think I am?
Please take them down.
No.
Now, look, Mr. Frampton, it's quite easy for somebody just to come along here claiming that they have a bit to spare in the posse department. The point is, our viewers need proof.
Oh, I've been on Persian Radio and the Forces Network.
And now for something completely different. A man with three buttocks.
I have with me Mr. Arthur Frampton, who... Mr. Frampton, I understand that you, as it were, well, let me put it another way. I believe that whereas most people... Excuse me, didn't we do this just now?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Well, I thought it was the continental version.
Thank you.
Somber from the TV series Killing Eve by a group called Unloved, and interesting people, Monty Python, and Inca Yuyo by Perota Chingo. That's where the accent marks are anyway. Now we're going to listen to Have I Told You Lately, and by Van Morrison, who I like the way he sings, but I do not agree with his politics at all. But anyway, love his voice. And then there's, I have to bring the computer closer to my face. Halala Nami by The Joy, and Angel by Jimi Hendrix. Yes, I love it. Okay, this is where we're going next. Have I told you lately?
Cause the love is divine, sun. At the end of the day, we should give thanks and pray to the one. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one above you? Fill my heart with gladness, take away my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do.
Fell in Bellegueni, Outlalana. sami sandwa sami siyadela lezo ntaba zingisithela wena inhliziyo yami ihlala
ikhalangawe
ubuya nini dali wami we ngihlale nawe
ngihlale nawe
uthi mangwelele ngalena
ngalele ngalena we
jubala lengiyobonisana sami
Yeah, Angel Jimi Hendrix. I really liked hearing his voice again. It's been, I realize how much he meant in my life, because he came along when I was a teenager. And I thought, wow, this guy, he looked so strange and his music sounded so weird. I really, really liked it. But he was not to last long. Anyway, that was Angel. And before that, we heard Van Morrison. No, we heard The Joy with Alala Nami. And then Have I Told You Lately by Van Morrison. And next up is Future Proof by Massive Attack and Charmer Cherelle by Mini Musica, which was a Sheffield group. I don't know if they exist anymore, but anyway, here's Future Proof. Thank you.
me with feathers, dress me with ivory wings, pluck me for pleasure. You know I'll sing. Play me that swan song you wrote for me.
Yeah, that was Charmer and Cherelle by Mini Musica, Sheffield Group. Or was, I don't know if they exist. Angel before that by Jimi Hendrix. And coming up is Wasteland by Roxanne DeBastian. And Wasters by Neil McSweeney, a local Sheffield singer. And let's see, oh yeah, Nightingale by Nora Jones. Yeah, so on we go with that. Wasteland.
Climb into both for a while. I know that you're tired, and there's work still to do. But just for tonight, we'll be the wasters we once knew we were. It's not so hard to lose yourself in life. Some days it's the road up ahead, and on others the country behind gets your thought. To the ground at your feet you go blind. I know that you're tired, and there's work still to do. But just for tonight, we'll be the wasters we once knew we were.
Nightingale by Norah Jones. Before that, we heard Neil McSweeney with Wasters, and we started off with Wasteland by Roxanne DeBastian. Oh, yeah, we're cooking along here, and next up is No One Would Ever Know by Thomas Dibdahl, and I have to bring my computer closer to my face. Oh, it started already. Why did it do that? Stop. Olulu, okay, by Yaman and Omar Zadia. Okay, so no one would ever know.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that was the last track. That was called Ululu by Yemen and Omar Zidia. And No One Will Ever Know by Thomas Dibdahl preceded that. Yeah, so I will continue the second half of the show in just a few minutes. See you then.